KD, listening. KD, anybody here listening on the frequency?
3JCA.
JCA, my name's Larry, call us KC4SKD, in the car for about 10 more minutes. You doing okay this evening?
I am, Larry. I just kind of turned the volume back up on the radio. I was on my ham shack hotline, so I had the radio turned down and forgot to turn it back up and just turned it back up to see what's going on.
I forget to turn the volume back up, but... yeah, I'm looking forward to getting home and getting some food. And hopefully get to relax a little this evening.
Definitely all need that. That's what my wife's doing now. We're sitting here trying to decide what we're going to eat for dinner.
Well, we've got plenty of food. And I got to decide what I want to eat, too. We went on a diet, so our diet food comes once a month, and we get pretty well stocked up with it, so just go to the refrigerator and select something and eat it.
Isn't that Nutrisystem, or is it a different type of diet system?
That's what we're using, and I've lost 30 pounds on it, and I usually stay between 165 and
70. I need to do something again because I did the Nutrisystem for a while, and my wife and I, we actually lost enough weight that we both got our purple bears and so forth, but I'm kind of confined to bed and oxygen most of the time now, and so I don't get as much exercise with my torn rotator cuffs and my amputation and stuff, so I'm trying to lose some weight because I can't afford to gain any more. KA3JCA.
You're confined like that. But we started on Nutrisystem. We really like it. It works good for us. And I went way past my goal. So now I can afford to go eat some regular food every once in a while.
It worked for us when we did it. Of course, to me, I'll eat. So far, I liked everything they've had on their menu. My wife is very picky eater, so there's a lot of things that she would not eat and so forth like that. So, like, we'd end up, if I ordered something that she liked, I'd have to swap it out with her and so forth like that. But we made it work for us, and it's something that we probably need to look at doing again.
It solves a lot of problems. I don't have to call my wife and say, what do you want me to bring home for supper? So we already got that figured out. Don't have to go sit in drive-thrus and things like that. But we've got where we can add our regular things back in the diet, but we stay away from homemade biscuits. Don't do that anymore. No gravy, no macaroni and cheese, no fried chicken.
Because you make the fried... I take the chicken and I'll make a marinade, and I'll do it in the smoker for like 3 hours, so it has no breading on it. So it's just basically a boneless, skinless chicken breast that's been smoked in the smoker, and my wife likes that.
Until we're both hungry, we're talking about food.
Careful, because a couple of my friends that are hams that are on here, they get off about 4:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and they'll be driving around, and they haven't eaten dinner yet, and we'll be talking about food, and I'll get them hungry. One day we were on here, and we were talking about stuff at the Sphinx. I didn't know Sphinx had chicken livers, and I haven't had fried chicken livers in a long time, and I had to finally get some. And then we were talking about, you know, the pimento cheese sandwiches, stuff like that, so and get some people hungry that are headed home or that are not quite home yet.
I understand that. There is one restaurant that I have got to go eat at, and it's the Poinsett Hotel. I've told several people about that, but my grandfather used to play the piano at the Poinsett Hotel in Greenville, and I've never been there to eat, so I've got to go do that sometime.
let me know how that turns out. Since I've been here in Greenville, we did go try that place called Tucano's that was over there by the movie theater, and I think it finally closed down because of the COVID incident and so forth. But then I've tried the California Dreamin'. We've not tried the Chop House yet. But when we lived in Florida, we used to go to a place called Texas Day Brazil. And apparently I just saw on one of the news, YFF4 news blog or something, that they're opening one up in the Haywood Mall.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. But I do need to go eat at the Poinsett. My grandfather, I've still got some of those recordings when they played there. Anyway, I hate to go, but I'm just about home, and once I get near the house, I get real scratchy in the repeater, but it's been good talking to you.
Yes, sir, and hopefully we'll catch you on the radio. We're usually on most of the time during the day, so 73KA3JCA monitoring.
And we'll chat with you later, KC4SKD.
4HKX. You still around, Patrick? KA3JCA.
3JCA and 4ZLK.
ZLK. Hello, Shane. KA3JCA.
Hope you and Sally and Ashley are well. I was in a lot of traffic there. I was going through Malden. Had to kind of watch what I was doing, but I'm kind of out of it now where I can talk for a minute. Hope you had a good day today.
Did I, playing around on the computer, talking on the Ham Shack hotline, took a nap, talking about food, but you probably already ate dinner, so I don't have to worry about that, right?
A grilled chicken club sandwich on the way in from this place that I would eat lunch at about once a week when I was working days. It's really good out there in Berea, the clock there. I don't like a lot of their stuff, but they've got a couple things that are really good. So when I wanted a grilled chicken club, that's where I would go.
Yeah, Sally, she just got some, what was it, the club sandwich you got from Jersey Mike's that you like, Sally?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she likes that club sandwich that Jersey Mike's has.
Jersey Mike's in a while, but they do have good sandwiches.
You would have had to stop in Malden tonight or whatever, and then you're heading back down to Greenville and headed to Atlanta?
Coming into the Granger place, had to go through Malden. There's really the only way to go is either 85 and 385 or go through Malden, and they all look terrible with traffic. So headed down to Granger, I'll take that load to Spartanburg and then come back to Greenville and then take a load down to Atlanta.
That's cool. Yep, you guys don't do like a ride along thing, do you?
Not unless you are a Christmas helper, a seasonal helper, but they don't use them in tractor trailers. It's only in the package cars. But yeah, no ride alongs unless there's a supervisor watching what you're doing.
Work with the police department, you know, of course they used to do ride alongs and you could ride along with a police officer. Kind of get a feel for it, but of course they always took you to calls like an accident or something like that, nothing that was serious or in progress.
They wouldn't want to show up, or wouldn't want you ride along with the SWAT team, but no, I wish we did do ride-alongs. That'd be kind of nice to take, you know, family members or friends along to, you know, just kind of see what I do. You know, they think I don't work. So I'm just teasing. It doesn't feel like work sometimes, but it is kind of mental stress dealing with the traffic.
KA3JCA within 4, is that okay? Well, see, I tell Sally the same thing. She doesn't believe it. I work here a day. It's hard work watching these four walls in his house while she walks down the hallway and goes to work, and she keeps telling me that it's not work, and I tell her it is.
Problem is, you probably don't get a paycheck for watching those four walls.
You know, I get my disability check and my VA check.
So it's kind of like a job. Yeah, everything becomes a job at some point, even if it's something you like. If you do too much of it, it can become a chore.
It can. Yes, it can. I don't know what it is, Shane. I have to stay active. If I can, I'm probably to pull what hair I have left out.
But I understand what he said about staying active, even if it's only keeping your mind active. You got to do something.
I wanted to take some classes I'm only five classes away from finishing my master's, but I guess because of my disability, they waived everything, and because I can't really work full-time anymore, they won't let me take any classes anymore.
Seems like if you're paying the bill, you could take whatever classes you wanted to.
Oh, it's crazy, but so at least I have my bachelor's degree, so. And then when Sally got hers, I made sure that she got her bachelor's, and we made sure Ashley got her master's.
I need to go because I'm getting into a bunch of traffic again. I need to pay attention to what I'm doing. Put the microphone down. You guys have a good evening. Say hello to the family. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Travel safely, sir. KA3JCA.